Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Nation's top fire scientists raise concerns about lawless logging. Experts say suspending environmental laws and citizens' appeals wrong approach to wildfire threat. The nation's top fire scientists are cautioning Congress and President Bush against suspending environmental laws and citizens' appeals in order to speed forest thinning. Neither the magnitude of the problem nor our understanding of treatment impacts justify proceeding in panic or without thorough environmental reviews, the scientists said. Many forests in the West do not require any treatment. Thinning smaller, densely clumped trees in dry ponderosa pine forests may be beneficial, the group explained, but thinning other forest types is unnecessary and harmful. This message was delivered in separate letters to President Bush and Congress, which were signed by 21 forest researchers, including Dr. Jerry Franklin of the University of Washington. Congress may vote this week on an appropriations rider sponsored by Senators Larry Craig and Pete Domenici that will severely limit citizens' input in managing public lands, create a sham judicial review process, and let federal agencies continue to squander hundreds of millions of dollars in fuel reduction money on timber sales far from homes and communities, where such focus could save both lives and property. Similar legislation has been introduced in the House by Congressman Scott McInnes. Both McInnes's bill and the Craig-Domenici amendment would allow logging and road building in roadless areas and allow removal of old growth and mature trees in national forests under expedited procedures that would eliminate meaningful scientific review and public input, an approach the scientists did not endorse. A recent report, Blowing Smoke, Industrial Logging Under the Guise of Fuel Reduction, found that many so-called fuel reduction projects are old-growth or roadless area timber sales far from communities. Removal of more mature trees can increase fire intensity and severity, either immediately post-logging or after some years, the scientists said. These trees provide insurance because they often survive surface fires and can speed post-fire recovery. Even if they are diseased, dead, or dying, large and old trees and snags are important to many wildlife species and ecosystem functions. Building or reopening roads to facilitate thinning will heighten fire risk since roads correlate with increased numbers of human-started fires. Many communities throughout the West are ready and eager to play a role in sustaining and, where necessary, actively restoring forests that surround them, they said. Rather than closing the public out of the process, as has been proposed, we believe the public should be engaged more meaningfully in the land management decisions. Call your congressperson today on this issue. We thank Brian Vincent of American Lands for this story. You can reach him at 530-265-3506, that's 530-265-3506, or write him at wafcca@nccn.net, that's wafcca@nccn.net. 4,500 acres protected for Hawaiian snail. In keeping with a court order won by the Center for Biological Diversity, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has designated 4,479 acres of critical habitat along 12.3 stream miles for Newcomb snail on August 20th. 6,000 to 7,000 Newcomb snails inhabit six fast-flowing streams and associated spring seeps and vertical to overhanging waterfalls on the island of Kauai. Hawaiian river systems have been degraded and destroyed by plantation irrigation systems, which divert hundreds of millions of gallons of water per day, often leaving streams entirely dry. Hydropower dams divert over 90 million gallons a day. And we thank the Center for Biological Diversity for that story. Visit their webpage at www.biologicaldiversity.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the boys in the